God. Hey, Jim, are you all right in there?
Yes, why?
I don't know. Look, actually, I think we've seen a lighter side of you this evening. Not so angry. I'm actually a little bit worried about you. Is this some kind of new normal, or are we going to see a return to form? Remember when I spoke on air last time, you mentioned something about a new segment. What was that?
COVID stunts, Matt. COVID stunts.
Here we go. Okay.
Oh, Matt, I am fuming at the mouth. I am splenetic at the selfish. And now, until a few weeks back, yes, I have been bottling this up, I had an encounter with a woman in a supermarket. An ugly one.
An ugly woman?
No, Matt, an ugly encounter. This all happened when supermarket logistics were a little bit more challenged than they are now, and supplies were, well, they were thinner than Karen Carpenter, to be fair. incidentally, I don't know about your supermarket, but given the sheer number of creatively constructed toilet paper turrets dotted all over my store, I strongly suspect that the local staff at Woolies there are auditioning for the next season of Lego Masters. They are everywhere. They are obviously bragging now that toilet paper is back in supply. It's quite alarming. But anyway, as I said, this was a few weeks ago, not long after the peak of panic, when stores had introduced limits on their items. And as I was casually wandering down the cleaning aisle, I saw a woman squatting at the bottom shelf, piling cans of Basistos into her basket.
What's Basistos spray, Doug?
Basistos, Helen, it's... What's a eucalyptus disinfectant? Or in other words, amyl for marsupials, to be fair. Anyway, I was, as you can imagine, quite astounded by this avaricious display. And surprising as you may find this, people, I said something.
No.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out what the word splenetic means, but that's fine.
Of the spleen! I was angry! I was very angry, and thank God for thesaurus. Anyway, so as I walked past this crouching housefrau, and in the most audible stage whisper, I simply said, "That's outrageous."
That's what I would have guessed you'd said.
And seconds later, and at a much safer distance, I mean, we are talking about the northern suburbs here, I flung a look at her. Now, Matt and Helen, I can tell you nothing in my life has ever said you have been heard than the look on the face of this retail wretch. Carrying on with my shopping and not giving this episode much more thought, who should turn up beside me at the checkout with a bounty of Basistos, but the world's most sanitary spouse.
The retail wretch.
The retail wretch. And so we looked at each other, and then we looked at each other. We exchanged glares at the checkout. And then she says to me, she says, "I think you're very rude." And I said,
doesn't know you at all.
Precisely.
She's really dug the knife in there, hasn't she?
So I said, "Do you?" I said, "Well, I think you're very greedy." And then she says, "Well, I buy the same amount of cans every week." And people, this is where I lost it. This is where I lost it, because I don't want to suggest that this woman was some kind of procurement manager for a major hotel chain. But I said, "No, you don't buy that many cans a week. You don't." And she said, "I am a mother of five." And I said, "Well, how lovely for you. So I'm a homosexual, darling. And unless your family are chroming a can of that stuff each week, I so strongly suspect that you are lying."
Or hi.
And she looks at me and says, "You don't understand." And I said, "Oh, I think I do. It was only last night that I managed to find some toilet paper for my 90-year-old mother." And she screams at me. She screams. She says, "I haven't got any toilet paper." And so I looked her up and down and I said, "Well, I suggest you keep your receipt." And off I walked.
Oh, my God. Remind me never to go shopping with you, Angry Go Man.
I tend to agree with Matt. I don't think I fancy an audit at Aldi.
Well, I mean, it's true. I will diss your disinfectant and I will call you out on your lie-bys, people. I really will.
Well, you know what? After the news in America at the moment, I've actually got a different spin on this. Maybe she was addicted to disinfectant. Maybe she's shooting it up. Maybe she's injecting it.
Well, yes. Now, if that encounter occurred again, I'd be looking out for hypodermic needles because, I mean, that's what would be going on.
Oh, dear.
And the problem for Randy McRant this evening, he can't hang up because he's stuck in your toilet.
Oh, God. Oh, who's that the bigger problem for? Oh, no, I can say.
Oh, thank God for this litter tray.
Well, Grumsters, that's pretty much it for another week. I'm sure my next week holds all sorts of drudgery in store. What about yourself, Helen?
Well, you know, I'm reveling in this, as we are all very much aware. But, you know, the big thing for all the Grumsters out there this week is, of course, Radiothon, Matt.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we need to remember that all the Grumsters, I know you listen to us because we are absolutely you, but I think you also need to get online, you need to donate, you need to join up, become a member, or you need to subscribe to Joy. And there are some great prizes that you could go into the running for. So Matt, how long does Radiothon go on for?
Helen, it goes right through to Saturday, the 2nd of May, so you've got plenty of time to get those memberships and donations in. Of course, you don't have that long to do it during our show. You've probably only got a couple of minutes now, which means you won't get a bad poem dedication from me, which is your loss, quite frankly.
Yeah, let's go with that, shall we?
Helen, how the hell am I going to get rid of anger around that? Doug, I've got a quick question for you now, Doug.
What?
I know the lift was broken, but why didn't you just take the stairs?
Well, as awful as it's been, and I'm unprepared to say for certain, but I may actually have needed the company.
Well, that's saying something.